from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Center field, Eli White tracking back, reaches up and makes a catch! What a grab!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Boy, I don't know what the future holds for Eli White. I do know what the future holds for the center field position. Michael Harris back in the fold tonight. But boy, Eli White comes up in the clutch. Mike Bo and Zeno hanging out live in Flowery Branch for Atlanta Falcons training camp this hour, brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. And guys, we got all the way through the Braves segment an hour ago without even talking about the Philadelphia Phillies, because Bo, this race, it just seems like neither one of these teams for the last 2 weeks want to win the East, and the Mets have been surging, but so far right now the Phillies and Braves not great lately, although the Braves now 2 in a row.
Yeah, the whole NL East has been garbage lately. Lost 4 of their last 6 is the Phillies. The Braves and the Mets have both lost 3 of their last 10. Or won 3 of their last 10, I should say. And then you look at the NL West, and the Dodgers 8-2 in their last 10, and the Diamondbacks and Padres 9-1 in their last 10. That's why the Braves find themselves 4 games out of the top 2 wild card spots, while only 6 games out of first place.
Isn't that crazy?
Mark and I had a conversation 2 years ago, and we've known each other, and it was when the Braves.
Freaking Rain Man over here. No,
seriously, I don't remember what I said 20 minutes ago.
Well, that's because you just never shut up. But the fact of the matter is when the Mets started off 2022 red hot. What?
If there was ever a pot called a kettle black, oh, my God. This man said because you never shut up. Oh, my God.
But don't you realize that his rules don't apply to him?
I mean, I'm special. You didn't know that?
I couldn't hold that one in, dude. Sorry.
So – When the Braves win the World Series and they start off 2022, Mark, if you remember, a little slow. Mm-hmm. And the Mets started off playing like a 700 pace.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mark and I think it was May or something. We went out for a few drinks and like dinner or something. And Zeno was doing what he always does. Everybody's just freaking out for no reason because the Mets are not going to keep this pace. They can't. And the Mets faltered down the stretch. The Braves won the division. Not saying the Phillies are going to do that. But, Mark, to that point, the Phillies were winning at like a 640 clip for the first until basically middle of July. Right. And now they've come back to earth.
No, and look, remember the Yankees were like 60-20 at one point? You know, something insane. The regression in baseball is a thing, and it's real, and they are coming back to earth. Now, the problem is, again, you get very few opportunities for a team like that that is playing that good of baseball. When they hit the skids, you've got to take advantage. And the Braves just haven't been able to do that. Yeah, I mean, again, that Marlins series for me is what really soured me on the whole thing.
I'm with you.
It's because it was one of those things where – you know, it's not even that they split. It was more of how they split. I would have rather them lost both games 9-8. At least the offense would have been back. At least I would have been able to build on something.
I'll say this, Zeno. You were up 2-0 in that series. right? If you could win that series or win the Rockies series after being up in that game 8-2, then I would feel like my feelings over the last 2 weeks would have completely changed.
Well, you're probably also 5 or 4 games out of first at that point.
Right, and that's the issue.
And you're maybe only 2 games out of the wild card as well.
Yeah.
You're not – neither one of you are wrong at all. That's why I was so disappointed after last weekend with that Rockies series where you didn't you were supposed to win that series and you didn't.
Yeah.
And then you come in here to San Francisco and it's hard for me to say that I'm not pleased. I think you've won 2 games. To me, this is the best 2 game stretch that Braves have played all year. Why? Because they were gritty in them. They went to any extra innings, but they absolutely were games that they had to win, and to me, games that a playoff-caliber team should win, and they did.
I completely agree.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.